8:30 at Radio Now, 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. And ladies, we need your help. We need some advice from you. Actually, the producer of the show, producer Cal, he needs your advice because
he's in dire straits.
He is in dire straits. This is the third time this has happened to him in a matter of 2 months. And that is, girls want to shut it down and be like, I just want to be friends. Producer Cal, what is going on? This HO female in your life shut you down over the weekend. Are you doing okay today?
I'm doing better than I was kind of a Sunday afternoon, but, you know, it's, just kind of, like, out of the blue, just fell apart this past weekend.
Like, this is like what happens to me, though, but mine's on a 6 week rotator, not like a 5 day rotator, where it's, like, irritating because it keeps happening. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, pretty much.
But Rachel and I think there's certain reasons, certain things that producer Cal does to make girls go running for the hills. There's one thing, and I've told you this before, if you care the least, you always have the most control. Mm-hmm. Here's one thing that women hate. It's an overwhelming amount of text messages. Now, how many text messages did you send last week?
But back and forth, probably a couple thousand.
Couple thousand text messages. And you also asked her to go to church on Sunday a week after, honestly, kind of knowing this girl. That's a little overwhelming. That would make a girl run for the hills.
Yeah, that's almost on the same playing field as, like, come home and meet my family, kind of.
But she really wanted to go, and she was excited, so I didn't see anything wrong
with
that.
I love Jesus like the next person, but that, I mean, that's like a signal of, like, this is serious.
So how long did this one last?
Probably total 7-8 days.
And the one before that was like 14 and a half days, and the one before that was 16 and a half days.
So
Rachel,
shorter and shorter.
Here's my stance on this. Okay, when it comes to women, I would know because I am one. You can't do us better than us. Like, let us be the crazy ones for a while. The guys,
yes.
Your guys' secret to success, and I hate to give you guys more ammo and do this to my ladies out there and make you one of these dudes, but you have to be the nonchalant one that just doesn't care and kind of like plays mind games with us, and don't let us know if you're really that interested. If you're showing all your cards and texting like crazy, like let us be the crazy ones, because then it comes off like kind of creeper status. So you're kind of like a creeper, but like a nice creeper that we like really like and well-intended. You're like a well-intended creeper that, like, you're not ugly, you know what I mean? Like, you should be pulling all kinds of tail. Like, you know what I mean? It would make a lot more sense, but
we're
the creeper.
We're just trying to help you out. And look, I don't know everything, but I'm just trying to tell you what I've learned from, because I've done the exact same damn stuff, okay? 239-1009. Ladies, creeper red flags.
But he's a nice creeper.
He's
so
a really
bad.
Nice creeper. Creeper, though, okay? Creeper red flags that guys do that just make you running like Usain Bolt in the Olympics, to make you run for the hills. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now, 100.9. Stars, if it feels right, then aim for my heart.